Good evening, Dallas Stars hockey fans. Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. We are looking at 31 days till the hockey season starts. And I just saw something on Twitter today. Hasn't been confirmed yet, but there's this rumor that Tyler Seguin is asking to be traded. Now, I know that we've been upset with his play, and he's kind of been a bust in a lot of ways. I mean, his first couple of years, he was wonderful. But part of me wouldn't be upset if it happened, because can you imagine the cap space that would be opened up? I know this tells me more than anything that Jason Robertson's more important than Tyler Seguin to this organization. Because if he's asking to get out, I mean, he's probably feeling the pressure of, you know, not producing all these years and not giving us the Tyler Seguin that we deserve. Jamie Benn, I will still fight for Jamie. I'm not ever going to give up on the guy, because the guy fights for the organization. The guy is a Dallas Star. You know, Tyler Seguin came from Boston. He fit in this locker room. But there are moments the last couple years I never really felt like he was a Dallas Star. Like, he came to play, but I never felt like he was with our culture, to be honest with us. To be with our, like, he wanted to be here. Where Jamie Benn was drafted by the Stars. He wears the C. He wears his emotions on the sleeve. He fights for his players. You know, I know he's not scoring as many goals as he used to, but there's so many things that JB does. I mean, he's a great safe face-off guy. You know, he helps distribute the puck. So these are things that I will fight for Jamie Benn. Tyler Seguin, if he wants to go, go for it. Go on. I mean, if they can find out that he wants this and they work something out to where we can free up some cap space and keep these young players coming down the pike and build a team within. Because these are the kind of things that the Colorado Avalanche did. I mean, if you look at the Colorado Avalanche, I mean, David Langenstraw, Nathan McKinnon, they're superstar, but they're both players that have been playing for the organization forever, and they were brought in and they were built inside their organization. See, that to me is what success looks like. I mean, I know I'm not a big Tampa Bay fan, but if you think about Tampa Bay, that's kind of what's happened too. Everything was built from the ground up. As much as I'm not a fan of Steven Stamkos was drafted by them, built up by them. This is where the real success stories are. You know, you may pick up a couple free agents to kind of tweak your roster to help you out, but at the end of the day, it's how you build your organization. You know, hockey and baseball actually have that in common. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. We're getting close, boys and girls. Go Stars.